Welcome to the 10-question pop quiz for Yevamos Daf Tezvav, plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. And I'm going to go a little more slowly here because the material is more challenging. So here goes. Question number 1. Which daf did we learn? Banim hari hem kisimanim. That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have the Maisa when the Talmud of Beishame broke open the Shokas Yehu's trough? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Chiya's rule based on a case of 4 brothers, where 2 brothers are going to be Miyabim, 2 sisters? That's on daf Tes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a Malchus, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's only a love for the Yavam to marry the Chuzah, but Karis for the brothers, or it's also just a love for the brothers? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn why Rabbi Yeshua was afraid to paskin about Tzaras Habas and rule publicly if he held like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which daf we have a Malchus if the Tzara of an Erva is pater from Yibum, even if the Erva was divorced after he married the Tzara, or only if he divorced the Erva before he married the Tzara? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that we do not say Los Hiskodudu when there are 2 Batidinim in one town? That's on daf Yadad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that despite disagreements, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had Chiba and Reyes together? That's on daf Yadad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that since 2 of the Arayas that are Aser to all the brothers are Imo, Be'esha's Aviv, it must be that Imo is referring to Anusa's Aviv. That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 10. Which daf even a question if the Machlokas, whether Beis Shammai followed their own opinion, happened before the Bas Kol regarding the halach of following Beis Hillel or after? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that when leaving a deceased person, one says Lech B'Shalom, whereas leaving a living person, one says Lech L'Shalom? That's on daf Chavtes and Mo'okotten. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shmuel prematurely gray so that when he passed away so Shaul would die, no one would suspect Shmuel of wrongdoing? That's on daf Hey and Tynus. Good. And number 3, which daf do we learn the source that the Torah can be written into Greek? That's on daf Tess and Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.